Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys?
Yes, this is the Witching Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts.
Wait, no, it's coming through. I think that the monitor's just a little.
Oh, sorry, I was just. Yeah. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right.
Ooh, no glitch there.
Oof. Ooh. Guys, this soundboard is, again, we're still
learning the
fighting
ropes.
It. But we are so happy to be back, both of us, surprisingly.
Yes. Yep, straight off the plane.
Straight off the plane. Yes, because we are committed DJs over here. Uh-huh. And this
is... I wouldn't miss it for the world, even though I was going to, but the way the stars aligned was just a beautiful thing.
Mm.
And I'm walking into a theme that I didn't help create, which is always scary, because it's like, what could it be? I feel like I give all the creative input into the show, so it's like...
Wait, what?
It's just like, I was like, what? We'll kind of come up with, and the title of the playlist is...
Okay, wait. Just before I say the title of the playlist, like, I feel like we need so much context here as to what it is. So, So, originally, this is supposed to be a training session with four trainees. Now, you'll notice that it's just Brooke and I talking right now.
They were pretty quiet last week, but they're they're not here in person either, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Becca said she might come. She's dropping off Michelle and Ami and Amy.
Okay. Yeah.
She might pull up.
And Sadie?
Sadie literally could come.
Like, what? Do they think train is optional?
This is important
this is stuff.
True.
Like, anyways.
But we were on a plane an hour ago.
I don't care. You know what? It's whatever.
Yeah, and then they're like, we're not going to know how to do it. Like, one of you's going to have to come to our first show. And it's like,
just come to the train. Okay. Sadie, Becca, if you're listening, come to the training right now. And we'll text us and we'll let you in. But anyways, sorry.
For everyone else listening.
Yeah.
everyone else, let's hear Ken's theme.
Okay, well, the theme was just the training sessions because, you know, there were the trainees. I was going to have the trainees play their music. It was going to be a great opportunity. I still remember when I was a trainee and I got to play some of my songs. I still have the playlist and it was super exciting. I was like,
wow.
And I was like picking them out really, really carefully. Like, I got to, you know, impress my trainers because they're pretty cool people.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I played some, like, what did I play? Who's that one group with the guy that died and they have
the
one...
Beatles.
Not quite. It has the red album cover, something Phoenix. And it's like, it's kind of Death Grips-y. I'm not sure. I played some of that and I was like, yeah.
And
I
they were like, this guy's super chill, but he should invite him down to our show. And then you didn't get the invite. You didn't get the callback.
I still think, it was tough. But again, the opportunity was something that I appreciated and I was going to pass that forward. It's like that's all I'm about. That's what I've been writing on my job apps lately is passing it forward.
Trigger warning. Whoa.
Sorry, just on the
mind. Don't say that word again. Holy.
Sorry. just shake that off. You're good. But again, no trainees. So we're really working with a blank slate here, which is something that we've really never done, except
and
for that one show,
so.
Which was our freeform show. Remember that?
And it was good.
And it was
worked,
good.
Yeah.
Where we just... Yeah, no playlist.
Honestly, the
music.
More we plan, the worse it is. The niche or the theme, the more stray from the theme, the worse it is.
Mm.
I'm thinking about...
There are hits and misses, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this, who knows, you know, we have 51 minutes left about, and there's...
Yeah, I've been listening to some songs recently, so if I had this playlist link, I would surely put some on. But.
You want to say something while that?
Yeah. I don't have anything to say. Oh my gosh.
All right, that's all okay. You can talk about your weekend, perhaps.
Where are you flying in from? In the rain. It was so rainy. Oh. I have a huge bag of wet clothes and my cleats. That
okay,
is just.
All right, and we're moving on.
It's so wet. Well, I'm just gonna see a picture of my hand.
Maybe describe it for the our listeners.
We'll get your raw reaction to it.
Whoa.
Just like.
Yeah, okay, should I like mute my mic
ready?
For my response? No, that's AI. No.
No, someone was like, my hands are pruny. Oh my God, look at my hands. And I was like, look, it was just like her tips to her fingers. And my entire hand is pruned like a raisin.
That
like,
is honestly sickening. And
I look like a 90-year-old woman.
You look like it looks like you'd like AI filtered.
No hate to 90-year-old woman, but I should not be looking like that at my young, ripe age of 21.
Right. It's not that 90-year-old woman's hands.
It's sickening.
Right. That's, yeah.
Wow, that you zoom and it's just like you can see every fiber of my hand.
Oh, it is for our listeners.
There are patterns I did not know my skin should make.
It is honestly.
It looks like a brain.
Yeah, it looks like you're making raisins look like grapes. You know what I mean with those.
That's good. That's your theme.
We can flesh that
Sadie
out.
Sadie doesn't have the rally in it to come to WMFO.
Tell them to listen in, and I have something to say.
They said, are you going to WMFO? Sadie, as if I'm not on the mic. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll play some more music, and then when Sadie tunes in, we'll deliver our message then.
Yeah.
But next up, until we fully flesh out a theme... I don't want to play. Okay, I'll just play the Nubladia, I guess.
Becca wants to hear the Heated Rivalry soundtrack.
Yeah, Becca, here it is. Ready? It's I think it's like a remix or something. Enjoy. That was
Magic Misery by Blade, Fame is a Gun by Rebecca Black, SSX by The Help, and Celtic by JPEG Mafia.
Yep, and some good music there. Oh, there we are. And
just some good music. Oh, that's not a new JPEG Mafia song. I was like, I've heard that before.
Oh,
it was a new Blady song.
Yeah, it's new. Okay, yeah, I guess we'll talk about it. So
sure. If I crack the door,
yes, this is a new Blade song. It came out 2 days ago. And I really like it. I think it's people are saying it's a return to form. I'm of the opinion that, okay, please, I'm talking up late right now. Some people are saying it's return to form, like I was saying, but then I'm more of the opinion that the form was always there, you know, and he's just been kind of experimenting with stuff. But this, you're right, in a sense, not in like the derogatory, in the way that you're kind of talking down on the song, like you're very wrong for that, but... Just okay. Maybe you kind of caught this the right idea that it is maybe more inspired by his past work. It's not the same
it has
at all.
Quite similar sound to most of his work, I will say.
But
that's what I respect about Young Lean. he tried something different, and even
wait.
If his fans didn't necessarily like it. He tried something different, and it reached a wider fan base. And like, am I wrong? Like, I didn't like Young Lean before the album, and now I like Young Lean because of the album.
You're like ripping my heart in half by like making me have to like, not like to disparage Young Lean in order to defend Blade. Like, I can't like, like
you're speak on the PR sad breakup.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I'm sure you guys heard, but if you didn't for some reason, maybe you're like doing a social media cleanse or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big, big scare this weekend, and a lot of people's lives were almost ruined. They were ruined for a few hours while this was all going on.
I thought it was a day. It was hours?
Well, it felt like days for sure, but because it was hours from the time the first person noticed. Yeah, and I was like, who was the first person to notice that? Like, who is checking? You know what I mean? It was me.
Yeah.
No, I wish.
30 seconds ago on the story. You're like, I have no one to tell.
Yeah, wait, no. I mean, yeah, actually, it's like, yeah, that's how you get a lot of that stuff. It's like, it's, you're as close as I mean, it's like, at least you know who these people are. Like,
you not get reciprocated.
Hey, I don't. I just need to get it off my chest. You know what I mean? Like, it was like kind of thing.
Your favorite artists are all. Maybe
that's a big deal. Like, this is like, oh boy.
I'm not yeah. Like, into many collectives. I don't.
And that's, and I think you're missing out. Like
collectives outside of rap music.
Beach House. What if Beach House broke up, Brooke?
They haven't released in like 4 years.
Okay.
No, they put something out. I checked the Reddit the other day. they put something out on the Reddit that was like, it was so wholesome. It was like, guys, we're really trying to do more like big shows, and like we're really working on new music. It was like message to the
fans. And that made your day beautiful. A lot better, right?
No, it was fine.
And so imagine hearing the opposite. Imagine you waking up and you're having a bad day and you check your phone and you see all throughout your feed, everyone's talking about whatever the one person's name. Do you know their names?
Alex and Victoria.
Right, there, see? All right, oh, I'm not into collect. Okay, and
they're,
you see,
not a
Alex and
a
Victoria
band. That's
unfollowed each other.
It's
that
not
would,
even that.
That would break your heart,
I would just feel like
bro.
I would move on with my day if
no,
I'm
you
being
wouldn't.
So honest.
No, you wouldn't.
They're not like an internet fan. Like, it's not
It's not
like
about
that.
The internet. It's
I don't
just,
even
it's just,
follow one of Alex's. I don't know if he has
an Instagram. It would just be knowing that
you'll
never hear a new Beach House song again. You'll never have that feeling of waking up to
I
a new Beach
feel.
House
I've already
music.
Accepted that.
No. But deep in
so
your heart,
long.
You still are praying for new Beach House music and the concerts and stuff, too. Mm. You would never see them in concert.
It's already feeling like.
You're just bad about going to concerts, man. Always.
You always can't get mad at me. The ear concert.
Wait, shh. Don't. We're trying to gatekeep a little, you know. It's a small venue. It's like.
Don't you already have a ticket?
Yeah, but.
You don't want other people there. You just want to be with them.
Yeah.
There's a concert happening.
There's a concert happening that I will be at and Brooke will not. Yeah. And we'll leave it at that.
So if you know the. Ultimate Frisbee schedule, you'll know what concert it is.
If you know the toast. Right.
Anyway.
Well, good thing they don't.
Good thing no one cares.
anyway. So anyways, we're going to jump into some more music. Yes. What I'm going to play right now is it's MJ Lenderman doing... I think I'm going to play the first cover. The second one, I'm going to play the... He went on this show called The Adam Friedland Show. It's like... I can't describe it. It's just this guy, and it's kind of funny or whatever. But it's like a talk show kind of thing.
I'm sold.
But then he like did a little performance, you know, like late night TV performance. Yeah. But this is like kind of like an indie production, whatever.
Because it's MJ Lenderman, so it's a little indie.
Yeah, you know how it is. So yeah, here's...
How you gonna make your way in the world when you weren't cut out for working? And your fingers are slender and frail. How you gonna get around in this sleazy bedroom town? If you don't put yourself up for sale. Where you gonna go? Your scars and your miracles. Who's gonna know who you are? Drugs and wine and flattering light. You must try again till you get it right. Maybe you'll end up with someone different every night. maybe I would too. Tell me how you're gonna make your way in the world when you weren't cut out for working and you just can't concentrate and you always show up late. You said you were an actor. Well, I believe you are. But I thought you would be a star. So I drank up all our money with these funnies in this Hollywood bar. With these friends of mine in this Hollywood bar. Loneliness and frustration. You and I have both come down with an acute case. But when the lights came up at 2 and I caught a glimpse of you and your face looked like something death brought with him in a suitcase. Oh, your pretty face looks so wasted. Another pretty face. French inhaler, stamped and mailed her. So
did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning that you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Sorry about that there. Was I just obtained a cough and my throat is really sore.
Oh,
so.
Man. Didn't you just have a...
No, Sadie had a cough.
Oh, no.
And
what else to Sadie? No, just get nothing.
No. We haven't been sharing things, so I don't know how I got it even. So...
Maybe like all the living together and traveling together and...
No?
Oh, yeah. It's weird. I don't know. It's,
no.
But
yeah, I love probiotics.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Favorite
way to eat them. Sorry.
Oh. I'd say I eat the most yogurt.
Yeah.
However, I mean, God, I just love a good kombucha, you know? It's...
You're speaking to the choir. You are speaking to the choir.
Anyone else? Like,
about beer, though? Like,
oh, dude.
Come on.
No, I think I like kombucha more than beer.
I've always, you know, when I used to work in Whole Foods, I'd walk down the aisle that had hard kombucha that GT's would make. And they stopped making it when I would be able to buy alcohol from Whole Foods. So.
Dang, they knew. They
knew how powerful
if you got your hands on the hard kombucha.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Oh, dude. Even
I should make my own, though.
Kombucha or...
I guess you just have to let it ferment longer to make it hard, but I don't...
Ew. This just doesn't sound good. I'm sorry. Like, it's just like you have two good things, and then you're combining them. Why, you know?
I feel like that happens a lot, and it usually works out.
No, you're right.
That's a horrible argument to make for anything.
Wait. Right.
Combining
wait, I can
two,
do
like,
better. Wait,
know,
wait.
Like.
You have two different things? Like, no.
I just... It's you need to open
kombucha
your mind.
Kombucha is... Good. Yeah, but... How can
anyway, I'll find some. We're in Somerville.
Okay,
it's got to be
but like... But the thing about kombucha is just like, how do you get... a sustainable source of kombucha, because that stuff is expensive, you know? It's like it's expensive, and all, it's also like you can't really buy it in bulk, and
you gotta make your own. That's the only way to drink a lot of it.
But then if you make your own, it just doesn't taste good. I'm sorry, I've never had a homemade kombucha that tasted even remotely acceptable.
When I was abroad, there's this guy that made it on the Ultimate Frisbee team, and it was so good.
A Swedish
Ultimate
Frisbee.
He would have the best
kombucha
I've ever had. Like, right, he would. Right, yeah, I was literally like, I'm never gonna be able to replicate this. It was so good.
You didn't try to
it
get
was, like,
the secret
recipe. Probably like
Lincolnberry.
They were like,
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it was the flavor.
Lincolnberry.
It's big there.
Lingon.
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 Oh, nice. Whoa.
thank you.
Nice. Yeah. It's nice. Is
talk.
What?
Thank you.
Oh.
Sorry. Just want to go speak a little Swedish. Looking at the kombucha that is in Napro also has a hard version.
The Napro kombucha sucks. It's all horrible. It's all poppy, which
is that's not kombucha.
Or like the other poppy, like where it's like
Olipop,
soda.
That's not kombucha.
Yeah, Olipop, which I
that's not kombucha.
I can't say that on air. I can't say that on air. And I can't say that
bleep,
on air.
Bleep,
but
bleep,
yeah,
bleep.
Yeah. That's exactly my thoughts about all
no,
those type drinks.
Yeah. No. Have you had the one with the beautiful bird on the can though?
It's not kombucha though. It's something a little different, right? It's
no,
like tarmac or something.
That's the flavor. It's strawberry
sumac. Oh, it's kombucha though.
Yeah, it's just a flavor.
I don't know if I have. I tried the other ones where it's like
so
kind of more
beautiful.
Minimalist design.
The Walker Brothers, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. It was kind of bad. I think I'm just really attached to the, what is it? Synergy.
GTs. Yeah.
GTs. Synergy.
Yeah, GT Synergy.
Okay. They sell it at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Do you like Health Aid? It's the one in like the stout bottle.
Oh, Health Aid is good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My problem with Health Aid is that a lot of kombuchas besides GTs, actually, they add probiotics in after. But GTs is naturally probiotic.
Oh, that's good to know.
Which I find admirable.
But is there anything wrong with adding probiotics? Like, you just have two things and you're combining them to make something better. Like, I don't see how that could ever go wrong.
If you're going to add it, it's like you're not even trying to make the kombucha. Like, that's the whole point, is that it's naturally occurring probiotics that you're making. Yeah. Some of them will be like, carbonated water is an ingredient. It's like you're not even trying. You're just mixing things together. You're not even making it.
Oh, carbonated water. Yeah.
That's okay. That's not Health Aid. They don't do that.
Yeah. But it's hard. Kombucha is, you know, and I think that's.
And that's why GT. It's really. It's crazy how they can mass produce.
Are you sure it's called GT? I don't. You keep saying GT.
Oh my god. You need to watch this. There's a video of a house tour of his, and it's insane. He's insane.
It's a person.
He's a guy, and he's like. Bald, and he lives in LA in this like super minimalist.
What is going on? What are you talking? Wait, I'm talking about.
You don't
about
know
this.
Kombucha like I know kombucha.
Literally, what?
You're gonna have to play
GT Synergy Kombucha. Okay, but no, you still have to answer your favorite way to consume probiotics.
Oh my god, I lost the point. Yeah, probably kombucha.
Okay, all right, and we're gonna play some music. Unless anything else before we play.
You have like. I was like. A good, like, pickled food is good. Like, like kimchi or,
good
like,
yeah.
pickles.
Yeah,
I'm
on
not
that
picky.
Note,
I love all probiotics. Like, come on.
Thank you. keep them on side.
That was, so it was the MJ Lenderman cover of the French Inhaler, which was originally by Warren Zevon. And after that, it was Raquel by RX Poppy, produced by Good, Dranging Associate. After that, it was Show Me How by Men I Trust, followed by Crane Kissed by Tamarin, and Always the Same by Tennis. Oh, and Hidden Track by Echo 2K. And yeah, so we still have one more song, but just looking back on what we were able to scrap together, I'm pretty happy with, you know.
If you were to sum up this theme in one word, what would it be?
Well, we're like reverse engineering.
Yeah,
a theme
we're
right
starting
now.
From the, yeah.
From the end. Okay. Wait, right, that's smart. yeah, why don't you go first and then I'll go right after.
Okay. It does usually happen when you ask a question, the person answers and you don't answer your own question.
But you know, it's a
I don't
you
know.
Like
have
to
you heard of here. Conversation? No, I'm just kidding. I'll think. I don't have an answer.
Okay. Oh man. It's just like
it's all over the board, but I do think it was kind of cohesive.
I agree.
In a way.
There's something and let's talk about that. What about it was cohesive?
Angst? I might call
it's
angst.
It's a little angsty, but it was kind of like a laid back angst kind of thing.
Okay.
Like
a langst.
Langst. Yes, so this has been the Witching Hour. Langst.
Yep.
And
also 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio.
That's right. And we will see you guys next week.
Yep.